Hi, this is David Heimer. Before we get into this episode, a quick apology. Dirk and I were both suffering internet issues as we did this interview, so there are some small places where the sound quality just isn't as good as I would like. Sorry about that. However, Dirk's story is powerful, instructive, and worth hearing, irrespective of the sound quality. So thanks for listening, and make it a great day.
Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. I'm David Heimer. Thanks for joining us. Dirk Payne is the owner of Sunshine Plumbing and Backflow Prevention in the Baton Rouge, Louisiana area. I've learned that Dirk is a fourth generation plumber and a third generation shop owner. He is married to his junior high sweetheart and they have three kids. His oldest son is a licensed plumber and works in the business with Dirk. How cool is that? Family tradition continues on. And after we get through the business part of this interview, I've got to ask Dirk about the Highland Games because it turns out that Dirk travels to and participates in the Highland Games. I don't even know what those are, but it sounds cool. So, Dirk Payne, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
How did you get into this industry? It's kind of a family business, it sounds like.
It's a family business. You know, I grew up, my dad owns one of the largest plumbing shops in Louisiana. And so we grew up in it. I've been on a plumbing truck since I was 12 years old. I swore I would never be a plumber. Took a break, went to college for a few years, came back, went to work in the industry.
So was it the case that you found out it was something you really did like? What happened?
I like making money. I just couldn't make it out there in the world, just struggling. So I went back into plumbing and the money is great. I'm very good at what I do. So I was a top paid hand and the money brought me back in. And that's the way it's been. I worked for my dad till I was 35 years old. My dad sold the business to my older brother. I helped him make the transition. Then I went out and started my own business.
Now, what year was that?
That was 14 years ago. So 2008, I think.
So tell us a little bit about your company now.
Up to 2016, we were a good sized company at 10 techs. We were very profitable. We were 20% profitable. It didn't matter if you sent me a $1 check or a $10,000 check. 20% of it went into the savings account. And in 2016, we got hit by a national disaster, a flood in which we lost everything. We lost my house, my business. We lost 18 vehicles, RVs, motorbikes, every toy. Literally walked away with nothing in 24 hours. And so we had to start over. And it was pretty hard because we had to struggle to get back on our feet. And now we're like a startup company again. And we're up to 6 techs now. You know, we're growing again.
If I understood you right, it wasn't just that it devastated the business. It devastated your personal life as well. I mean, your house was destroyed also?
Yeah, my house took 8 feet of water inside of it. Fun fact, my house is 4 feet off the ground, so my front yard was 10 feet deep. So when I literally say we walked out with nothing but the wet clothes on our body when we left, that's all that we had left.
So you guys had to evacuate then, is that right?
Yeah, we evacuated by boat to get to one truck I had left still running at the time. And I ruined it running rescue missions, running people back and forth until the water got too deep and drowned that truck out. And we called another boat about 10 hours as we was abandoned what we thought was high ground. And we had to catch another boat out to get out for about a 15-minute boat ride to get to dry land.
Oh, my gosh. Well, how long were you guys out? What point were you able to come back?
My house was actually underwater for 6 days, or the water receded far enough that we could actually get inside the house. Came in and looked at the damage, looked at everything, made it to my office was sat on a really piece of high ground, and we tried to get to it. Well, we realized it was flooded too, and it took us a while to get to it.
In a situation like that, everything has fallen apart. Your house is gone. Your business is gone. How did you proceed?
The first week, it was really kind of numb. I just knew I had to figure out what I was going to do because, you know, we were homeless at this point. I had no home, had no shop. So once we were able to figure out the damage at the house and at the shop, I realized that my shop took the least amount of damage. And so that's where we started. You know, you just had to come up with a plan and start with baby steps. We came in there, gutted the shop, cut the sheetrock 4 feet up on the walls, ripped everything out, threw out everything, got wet on the side of the road. And we lived for 2.5 years inside my tool rooms of my gutted out shop as we rebuilt our house.
Wow. And were you trying to operate the plumbing business at the same time then?
Yeah, we didn't operate for about 6 weeks. We didn't produce a single call. We just could not do it. We didn't have no vehicles. Yeah. And so we had to figure out how to get going again. I finally, a good friend of mine that owns a plumbing company, he found out how bad off it was, and he brought me one of his spare trucks. And that's how we got started.
Oh, my gosh. What a sweetheart of a human being, right?
Yep.
That's amazing.
We would not have gotten started.
So you decided to rebuild. Did the thought cross your head to pack it in, move somewhere else, do something else?
No, the thought to move was never in my head. The thought of giving up was, but the thought of just flat out quitting and moving was not an option. You know, I took this opportunity to show my kids what losing everything and starting over looks like. And so it was it was a great teaching moment. If you could say anything, it was a great teaching moment for my kids to see what not quitting looks like.
Good for you. So tell me about the rebuilding. How did you guys proceed?
Now, like I said, the first thing we did, the most important thing was after we got both the house and the shop completely gutted, you know, the most important thing was getting revenue back going again, because without my business, I had nothing. I mean, we had a good amount of money in the savings account, but that depleted extremely fast because the overhead of your business does not stop. It's there, that monster just sucked all that money up. And so, Yeah, once we got back on our feet, got the one truck rolling, and then we just slowly started crawling. The insurance money started coming in. We went out and bought a couple old used plumbing trucks to get our feet started again. And we slowly crawled out of it. But it took us about 3.5 years before I really pulled my head out of my rear and really started focusing on my business again and growing it. Before, really, for about 3.5 years, it was just a three-man operation around here. It was me, my son, and one other guy. And I just did not have the energy nor the will to do it again.
Yeah.
February of last year, when COVID hit, somehow or another, I don't know if it scared me or what, but it lit a fire inside of me. And we started working hard, growing the business, taking opportunities. And I saw we was growing really good, really fast. I didn't know how to control it. And that's how I ended up joining Service Alliance, because I was like, my brain is dead from the flood and I don't know how to control what I'm doing. And so we came here for guidance. You know, we went from 2019, we did $700,000. Last year, we did 1.4. So we kind of got on fire and got to moving really fast.
Way to go, man. So what do you think you'll end up doing this year?
It's probably going to be about 1.5 this year. We don't have as much growth with this year, but I have slid out. So we have lost the tech because I'm not in the field as much. So we got that 1 year where, you know, as a boss, you slide out, you kind of get that little dip.
Yeah.
But the whole thing's growing. Yep. We just added another truck. So we are, you know, spending all my money on wraps and new hydroblasters, and we're doing very well at the moment.
You know, I love your trucks. The Sunshine Plumbing, you got the Rubber Ducky. Has that always been your brand, or is that new?
No, that was always my brand. We started out when I first went in business. Basically, what you see on my trucks now is what we had then. It's been updated a little bit, but it's still just the Rubber Duck has been our mascot the whole time.
Well, I love it. It's really beautiful, and I think it stands out and pops. It's friendly. It's family friendly. It's funny. It's cute. Memorable. That's fantastic. This is kind of a tough question, but inevitably in a difficult time like this, you learn things about yourself. You learn things about life and business. So what are your takeaways from this experience?
That I am stronger than I ever thought I was. To go through this was, you know, it's very humbling, you know, to be knocked from a good profitable company and be knocked all the way down and be humbled is, it's tough. But I found out that I'm stronger than I ever was and more resilient because I'm finally starting to come back. I became a lot more empathetic with people in bad spots over this. Probably the biggest change in my life is I no longer get upset. I don't holler and scream, and I can actually feel other people's hurt, you know, when it's outside their control.
You know, I am unfamiliar with how business insurance works. Did you have business insurance? Was that at all helpful during this?
It was a little helpful. I learned a few things that, you know, nobody even considered having, where my insurance paid for the truck when it went underwater. What it didn't pay for was all the equipment in the back of it because it was a national disaster. So if you take your truck and drive it off the road into a pond, everything's covered. But because it's a national disaster, just the truck's covered.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, same thing with your office. They paid pennies on the dollar because it was a storm. So we basically got walls, carpet, and computers. That's basically all my stock on the floors and everything, all that, all my sewer machines, all that was just garbage. You didn't get no reimbursement for it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, you know, needs to say I do have a storm rider now on my insurance policies.
So a storm rider covers that kind of stuff then?
Right.
All right.
It did not cost that much more.
Well, Dirk, this has been fantastic, and I appreciate you sharing this story. I mean, it's a difficult and painful story to hear, but, you know, it's one of those things how we all learn from hearing other people's experiences, good and bad, right? So
Correct. Thank
you for sharing this. And now I want to hear about the Highland Games. What the heck is that?
Well, Highland Games are the Scottish Games. What we're most famous for is throwing telephone poles. You know, we do the heavy stone throws and telephone poles, and they're actually called cabers. I get to travel the globe doing that. You know, I travel every month.
Really? Where have you gone?
I've gone all over America. I usually, before COVID, I traveled every month to an event somewhere in the country to go compete. And then, of course, Scotland. I was supposed to be in Ireland this year, but that didn't happen because of COVID. And so it gives me an opportunity to go find you. There's no money made in it. It's all just bragging rights, you know. I'm a 52-year-old man. I can still pick up and throw a 300-pound stone and throw a 25-foot telephone pole. So it's just bragging rights.
That's impressive. Sounds like a lot of fun. You got to make sure you let us know next time you're going so we can post some stuff about it on Facebook. We'd love to see it and follow you. That would be a good time.
All righty.
Thank you, my friend. I sure appreciate this time with you. Please keep in touch. Let us know how it's going. I'm so happy to hear that things have recovered for you, and I know you're going to continue to grow and do well. So thank you for sharing your story with us. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, David.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.